Radio Nova.
The weather around town, dry with good sunny spells and 9 degrees. See you at 1:30. Bob, it's all yours.
Welcome to Not Dublin Today. I'm Bob Gallico, and for the next 25 minutes, Jenny McIver will not be talking to Seamus Mallon or Joe Costello. Linda Conway will not talk about Greenpeace or even carrots and onions. In fact, there'll be nothing intelligent or sensible on this edition. Just 25 minutes of rubbish. I've brought along some people to provide some music, a pianist who plays worse than I do, and a singer who sings worse than I do. Mind you, they do it deliberately. Jonathan and Darlene Edwards and the Sing-Along Gang. In actual fact, I used to be known as the guy with the million-dollar voice. That's how much they charged me if I tried to sing. Well, settle back now, or if you're at the dinner table, lean forward, or you'll get the gravy in your lap. And as it is Christmas Day, we'll start this non-stop sing-along with a Christmas song, the perennial and evergreen White Christmas, as it might be sung by Tom Waits.
White wine Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. I'll get a tree and put this up, then have a party and end up face down in the snow. I'm dreaming of a black and white Christmas, with every glass of scotch I drink, may the head on your beer never shrink, and may all your elephants be pink.
A Radio Nova horoscope with our own Risso Grunt.
Hello there. Let's see what's in store for you this Christmas. Firstly, Capricorn. You will not succeed at anything tomorrow, but just in case your horoscope is wrong, do not attempt suicide. Aquarius, you should try to be more creative today. Compose a list of the two dirty words you still haven't heard on television. By the way, your horoscope last week was all wrong. Tomorrow is the day to bet your life savings on a horse. Pisces, your body may be trying to tell you something. Set aside a few minutes today and listen to your knees. For you Aryans, Wednesday will be an excellent day to expose yourself to a little culture. Go to an art gallery and take off all your clothes. Taurus, you'll find it impossible to control your thoughts and spend the entire day trying to remember Tiny Tim's greatest hit. Gemini, Tuesday may be your best day of the year for making decisions. And then again, it may not be. Cancer, self-awareness is highlighted today. Take a nice long look at your feet. Leo, you'll be lucky in love on Friday if you seek someone with whom you've something in common, like the same shoe size. But be very wary that day of anyone who asks you to dance on a bus. For Virgo people, Thursday's a day for making good your past mistakes and neglects. Send your late uncle a get-well card. For you Librans, tomorrow's the worst possible day in the year for jumping into a manhole or taking a nap in a cement mixer. Scorpio, Tuesday's not a good day to invest in pornographic skywriting. Maybe Wednesday. And finally, Sagittarius. Finance and beauty are highlighted on Friday. Try mugging an Avon lady.
Welcome to the world this year. A look at some of the least important stories of 1983 and the non-entities who made them. So, let's begin with a bit of crime news from the U.S. Two Americans suspected of taking part in a jewel robbery in London were extradited to Britain. The two, Joseph Scalise and Arthur Rachel, were arrested at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport in 1980 when they stepped off a transatlantic flight. It was the same day that a jewelry store in Knightsbridge was robbed. Commuter burglars. They obviously hadn't booked through Light Finger Travel, who advertise extensively on American radio.
London, where the action is.
Get to London with Light Finger Travel for a weekend break-in. You'll fly there on Friday on a regular service transatlantic flight. Stay two nights in total security at one of London's top hideouts. On Saturday, you'll go by cleverly disguised as a bread van coach on a sightseeing tour of London's famous Hatton Garden and Knightsbridge, with a fully qualified London safecracker as your guide. Then after dinner, you'll be on your own for the evening to seek out the break-in of your choice. And if there's any little thing you find you've forgotten to pack, like rubber gloves or maybe gelignite, well, you're sure to find it in the well-stocked gift shop on the ground floor of your hideout. Then, on the Sunday after a leisurely lunch in bed, we'll get you away back home again in time for a date with your fence on Monday morning. All this for a mere £10,000 or 20% of the proceeds. How do you avail of this wonderful package? Well, you don't call us. Just put a notice in the personal column of the New York Times saying London Getaway and your phone number, and we'll be in touch. Remember, it's Lightfinger Travel for the weekend break-in of a lifetime.
Good evening.
Evening, Bernard. Brass monkey weather, hot. What do you have, darling? The usual?
No, I think I'll have a Sandyman hot port.
Oh, what's that like?
Wonderfully warming. What a different head in Mystic. A luscious, smooth, satiny taste, redolent of succulent, sun-kissed grapes. As it glides down, it creates an insidious, warm, pulsating sensation that seeps into every fiber of my body, infusing it with a warm, sensual glow.
Hey, steady on, Sandrail girl. You're getting a bit carried away. People are listening. Bernard, Sandyman hot port for the lady, and I'll have, make that two hot ports.
Certainly.
Sandyman hot port.
Well, Miss Sandra, you certainly created a bit of a stir. You've caused quite a run on the hot port. Ever thought of doing an ad for it?
I haven't, actually.
No doubt, Mr. Sandyman, sir. Your hot port is causing quite a stir.
St. Stephen's Night Ball at Maxim's. Always a great night to dance. And when you dance at Maxim's, it's magic. Maxim's have a great night in store for you this St. Stephen's night. Maxim's, where all the elegant people go.
Clutter-free. Nova.
The inauguration of President Hillary was a modest affair. The arrangements, which were earlier described as appropriate to current economic conditions, included a reception where everyone apparently brought their own tea and sandwiches. A bit different from the States, where they always put on a big show, especially if the president-to-be is a showbiz personality himself.
Live from Washington, it's the inauguration of the President Show, the oath-filled extravaganza of speeches and promises to make you laugh, cry, and gnash your teeth. And now, the star of today's inauguration, Mr. President-to-be himself, here's Ronnie!
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's nice to be here. I really am thrilled to become the president can we do that again? I've dried.
Where am I becoming president of?
During the run-up to the referendum, the Daily Mirror headlined as follows. Vote no rap for Bishop. They were wrong. It was a vote yes rap. And here it is.
When to the referendum polls you go and you can't decide if you're anti or pro, don't put your cross beside the no, cause I'm the Bishop of Kerry and I'm telling you so. Vote yes. Yeah, not no. Uh-uh. Vote yes. Mm-hmm. Not no.
One of 1983's least important surveys was carried out in Britain during the summer by an air freshener company. They queried 500 people to find out what the 10 most unpopular aromas are. The results were given on Top of the Pongs.
This is David Bellamy with this week's pollution chart. The 10 most appalling and offensive aromas in Britain this week. At number 10, a new entry this week, wet washing. At number 9, it's stale alcohol. Down one place at number 8, wet paint. Still at number 7, not moving at all, traffic fumes. Bad news for rented Wasseter, going up to number 6, rising damp. At number 5, pets. All kinds of pets, including carnivorous. At number 4, hard luck over there in Ireland, Shaw Peninsula. Up to number 4 is cooking. At number 3, cheap perfume. And holding the number 2 spot, not going to get that number 1 spot, is it? Stale tobacco smoke. Which means that still at number 1, for the 240,000th week in succession, the most unpopular aroma in Britain is smelly feet. That's all from me. Top of the Irish charts this week is still River Liffey at low tide.
Early this year, 30 top executives of semi-state bodies sat down for a high-level discussion with the EEC president, Monsieur Gaston Thorn, in Dublin. The meeting was arranged at the express wish of the executives. It was originally planned to hold a meeting between Monsieur Thorn and the executives as a working breakfast in the Barclay Court Hotel. However, it was considered wiser in the prevailing economic circumstances in the country not to have the executives being photographed at breakfast in the costliest hotel in Dublin. So where did they end up? Right, that's everybody ordered but you, Gaston. What are you having?
Well, I don't really think there's anything I'd... Well, all right. I'll try the Big Mac and the chocolate shake.
Eight British rail station announcers were put firmly on the right lines. The announcers were put on a two-day course designed to brush up their personal touch as part of BR's latest bid to boost passenger appeal. Bristol University's drama department lecturer David Ponting promised the announcers a tough time. David, an ex-BBC announcer, said, "Their announcements need more humanity about them, but we certainly don't want personality announcers sounding like station disc jockeys. Why not?"
"Hi there, commuters. Nice to have you with us. Smashing lineup of trains today. Lots of golden diesel-a-roonies. And we're going to make a few stops at Crewe, as usual. And we've got some of the very latest trains. And I do mean late. This is British Rail, you know. Here's one in from Newcastle, and it's for Platform 5. Yowza! Right, competition time now here at USTON, the big one. Listen to this next train departure, and if you can name the places it stops at, you can win a fab holiday in Watford. All right, here we go.
The train now departing from Platform 1 is the 10:15 for Derby, stopping at North, and McGill.
Okay, if you think you know what they were, jot them down on a BR timetable and hand it into the station master's office before departure time. Meanwhile, it's on with the non-stop trains.
And now, a commercial break.
Things you never knew about Today Tonight, episode 17. The shop is open, people enter at a frequency of 10 to the power of 2 per minute and leave satisfied. The point is lost, the shop is open, 1,440 minutes in each solar revolution. Come the revolution, Today Tonight will set the example. The example is clear, the point is taken, got it? Good, good. The milk is pasteurized, the coal and gas they sell provides 23 kilojoules of heat per gram. The point is made, the point is good. The point is, Today Tonight will sell you coal, gas, papers, milk, good Lord, virtually anything, 24 hours a day, every single day of the year, even Christmas. Day.
Today Tonight, Binsbridge, Dorset Street.
Oh, and it's not just a shop.
Can you spot the deliberate error made by this imitator?
Listen, sweetheart. Come up and see me sometime.
There's a lot looking at you, Martha.
That's terrific. Play it, sir. Play as time goes by.
Well, next time you order a Britvic fruit juice, watch out for deliberate errors made by imitators. When you ask for a Britvic, make sure you get a Britvic. Britvic, the original of the species.
Merry Christmas from Radio Nova.
Out shortly, the ideal Christmas present, the annual for grown-ups. The kiddies have their Beano, Beezer, and Bunty, but what can you give that special friend or loved one? The answer? Ireland's own annual, the 1984 Book of Estimates. An ideal companion to the Book of Heroic Failures. Packed with hilarious facts and figures and special entertainment features. You'll gasp in wonderment at the fully illustrated juggling skills of Alan Dukes as he balances the books. Be amazed at the sleight of hand of magicians Garrett Fitzgerald and Dick Spring as they make your job disappear. And laugh yourself sick at the full-length pantomime of Boland and his wonderful spending cuts. Available from leading government information offices. The 1984 Book of Estimates. It's priceless.
Broadcasting on 819 kHz AM and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 9 o'clock. This is Bob Gallico. Gerby in Dublin are looking for a man who's been making obscene telephone calls to middle-aged women. Victims describe the man as having a well-modulated, mature-sounding voice with a pronounced American accent. It's believed that... Oh, good evening, guard. On this day in the year 1283, 700 years ago, the legendary outlaw of Sherwood Forest Robin Hood died. Now, history has not recorded the exact circumstances of his end, but the events of his last hours have passed down from generation to generation in song and story. On that fateful day in 1283, Robin lay dying in a little cottage deep in the heart of Sherwood Forest. His strength was weakening, and he called his men to gather round him.
Men, I'm dying.
Robin!
Proudly, but Robin,
please.
I haven't much longer. Bring me my bow and arrow, and open the window.
Little John did as Robin commanded, and Robin said,
I will fire this arrow, and wherever it lands, I want you to bury me there.
He took aim, and he fired. And Little John and his other outlaw friends honored Robin's last dying wish. They buried him on top of the wardrobe. The day after, the film showing the aftermath of a nuclear attack on a small town in Kansas, among other places, and seen by millions on television, caused varied reaction. I was passing the Gaiety Theater the week after, while The Wizard of Oz was playing, and the thought crossed my mind that Dorothy might not be so all-fired keen to get back to Kansas in 1983.
Welcome home, Dorothy. We're going back into the cellar again. This is the big one.
And the big hit song at the beginning of the film version might go something like this.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land without missiles cruising around the sky. Somewhere over the rainbow is that land where the silos are empty and all the nukes are banned. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where no silos are behind me, where buildings won't melt like lemon drops from H-bombs over the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me. Someday, this side of the rainbow, missiles may fly. If they fly over Kansas, we're all going to die. If lots of ICBMs fly beyond the rainbow, kiss it all goodbye. There's no place like anywhere but Kansas.
Musicians of Radio Denmark Symphony Orchestra were scolded by their director for extremely improper conduct during a concert. They denied they were rowdy because they were drunk. The director, Mr. Mohler, gave the musicians a very stern reprimand for giggling, whistling, and hooting while playing in an internationally broadcast festival of modern music. Angry critics in Copenhagen wrote that some of the musicians only kept from falling off their chairs with difficulty. We recorded the concert. Here's an excerpt. Totally carried away they are. Maybe they read the story of the Clonmel fire engine. Hello, children. Once upon a time, there was a big, shiny new fire engine that lived in County Tipperary. It was a happy fire engine, very proud of its bright red color and shiny brasswork. It had cost 90,000 pounds. One day, there was a big fire in a field of stubbly wubbly, and the shiny red engine went to put it out.
It was ever so happy to be in action at last. But while the firemen were busy putting out the fire, the bad old wind changed direction, and Mr. Wind blew the fire all over the shiny red fire engine and burned it out. Soon the poor engine wasn't red anymore. It was all black. It was the firemen's faces which were red now. The engine was very sad. But soon the firemen had a wonderful idea. Off they rushed into town, leaving the poor black engine in the field. But soon they came back, and can you guess what they brought with them? That's right, some pots of red paint. And quick as Jiminy Cricket, they painted the poor old black fire engine red again before they towed it back to Clonmel. Wasn't that clever? I think it's clever, and I bet you do too. But the South Tipperary County Manager doesn't. He wants a full report on his desk this morning. Goodbye, children.
And finally, this was a year in which a few big stars fell to Earth. TVAM sacked Angela Rippon and Anna Ford. Miss Ford got her own back on ex-boss and member of Parliament, Jonathan Aitken.
I've lost my good job on the telly. Bloke called Aitken was the one gave me the boot. So I'm at this posh party in Chelsea. When across the room I see the rotten brute, I asked the man behind the bar for some Chablis. I drowned the rat who kicked me off AMTV. And when the press asked who did that to MP Johnny, I said, little old wine throwing me.
Oh, yes, I said it was,
little old wine throwing me.
Guess a job.
Thank you.
Stereo Nova plays Michael Franks, Never Satisfied. 26 minutes to 2. Thank you, Bob, for his review thingy. He'll be back at 6 this evening. A wonder of the steam-driven tape recorder, somebody once said. In the classical program, in a simulcast between Nova and Kiss. That's between 6 and 8. So many people to say hello to this evening, this afternoon. What day is it? What year is it? Hello, Kay, from your husband, Jody, in Newbridge. Baggett Street Hospital, all the patients and staff, from all the hard-working staff there. And Timony, who had a baby in the coom. Congratulations from the Schutz family, they're asking. Bob Hewitt, he's been on the phone from Rill in North Wales. Hello, bio. Judy and Suzanne. Judy's the wife, Suzanne the daughter. Chris Rea, this is Candles.
Everywhere, the truth has faded into stone. rain, tears of joy, tears of pain. Is this really me, standing here at the station? The card said I mustn't be late. I've never been late, I've never really had a chance. Years and years, and not even wanting a second dance. Look for a raincoat and a rose.
Chris Rea.
Candles.
I knew it would come out eventually. Loving You and from Deltex. Classic song, Raincoat and a Rose. 2:13. Hello to Sadie and Paddy O'Byrne in Raymond Street, just off the South Circular Road in Dublin. And Linda and Fergus got engaged on Friday last, I think it was, there in Sandyford. A song from the Ronettes, next.
Now, there's a powerful cider on draft. New Bulmer's Draft. Bulmer's Draft. Bright, golden, biting cold and dry. A pint of Bulmer's Draft for a man-made thirst.
Hello? What? Ah, it's yourself. Listen, Miley and the Ferret Finnegan blew in at 2 a.m. the other night looking for a feed, you know. They thought they'd catch me out, like. Anyways, I just said I was slipping out to lock me car. In fact, I flew down to 24 hours in Radmines. What? Do you not know anything? 24 hours at the shop in Lower Radmines Road, almost opposite the church. It's open 24 hours a day, every day, even on Christmas Day. It's got everything. Coal, gas, papers. But I got rashers anyway, and sausages and a couple of chops and tomatoes and all. And didn't I make the lads the best mixed grill they ever got? They won't be slagging me at home now. 24 hours really saved me bacon.
24 hours. Lower Radmines Road. The only shop on Dublin south side that's open round the clock all year round.
Shattered windscreen, door or vent glass, get rapid service from the experts.